brought to you by Penguin.
The Forgotten Waltz, written by Anne Enright, read by Caroline Lennon. Preface. If it hadn't been for the child, then none of this might have happened. But the fact that a child was involved made everything that much harder to forgive. Not that there is anything to forgive, of course, but the fact that a child was mixed up in it all made us feel that there was no going back, that it mattered. The fact that a child was affected meant we had to face ourselves properly. We had to follow through. She was 9 when it started, but that hardly matters. I mean, her age hardly matters, because she was always special. Isn't that the word? Of course, all children are special. All children are beautiful. I always thought Evie was a bit peculiar, I have to say. But also that she was special in the old-fashioned sense of the word. There was a funny, off-centre beauty to her. She went to an ordinary school, but there was, even at that stage, an amount of ambivalence about Evie. The sense of things unsaid. Even the doctors, especially the doctors, kept it vague with their wait and see. So there was a lot of anxiety around Evie. Too much, I thought, because she was also a lovely child. When I got to know her better, I saw that she could be cranky or lonely. I questioned her happiness. But when she was 9, I thought of her as a beautiful, clear little person. A kind of gift, too. And when she saw me kissing her father, when she saw her father kissing me in his own house, she laughed and flapped her hands. A shrill, unforgettable hoot. It was a laugh, I thought later, mostly of recognition, but also of spite, or something like it. Glee, perhaps. And her mother, who was just downstairs, said, "Evie, what are you doing up there?" Making the child glance back over her shoulder. "Come on, down now." And some miracle of her mother's voice, so casual and controlled, made Evie think that everything was all right, despite the fact that I'd been kissing her father. Not for the first time, either. Though I now think of it as the first real time, the first official occasion of our love, on New Year's Day, 2007, when Evie was still pretty much a child.